Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time. From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Peyton Manning took time during the Manning cast last night to talk rule changes he'd make in the NFL, five of them to be exact.
Rule number one, intercepted Hail Mary shouldn't count against quarterbacks at the end of the half. Number two, false start, offside equity within the 10-yard line. Number three, targets should not be an official statistic. Targets are one of the biggest reasons wide receivers get angry with quarterbacks. They should be outlawed. Number four, batted balls should be illegal. They should be banned. Nobody comes to a football game hoping to see someone bat down a pass. Last one, number five, cash payments on the field for late hits.
Oh, all right, the last one I honestly hadn't heard. This is why you don't leave it up to a quarterback to make the game of football better. INT Hail Marys don't count. That is ripped from the NBA, and it's the dumbest thing in the world. What was it? Targeting should not be a stat, only really benefits quarterbacks. Batted balls are illegal. So it's like a handball situation again, only benefits the quarterback. The cash payment on the field, that's the one thing that runs counter to anything. Do any of those five things strike you as good rule changes for the NFL?
I kind of like the cash payment part because, when Myles Garrett hits the quarterback late, he can just go, whip out the old phone there and hit the payment
plan. The Venmo?
The Venmo. Be like, money well spent.
Yeah. Why did you? That was like Sylvester Stallone in Rambo.
What?
Like the money well spent. Oh, that sounded well like an spent. 80s action star phrase.
I wasn't going for 80s action star, but money
for
well
some
spent.
Reason, I was like, I think we got to make an apology to Greg Williams if we do this, if we're starting to get cash transactions for on the field plays. Why is everybody giving me that look? This is like the reverse of Bounty Gate. Don't hate it.
Cavaliers Media Day is Monday. Well, this morning we heard from Kobe Altman and Kenny Atkinson out in Independence. The narrative, the top concern when you talk about the Cavaliers has been and continues to be their toughness, especially come playoff time, right? Well, I don't know that Atkinson necessarily agrees with that particular narrative about his basketball team.
I think we're tough enough, personally. I think we're competitive enough. You know, it's all the stuff that Kobe's talking about. We're just, it's so multifaceted where we have to get better. But I like our toughness. I like our makeup. I like our identity. I love our leadership. You know, we kind of have what we need to compete for this championship from a character makeup.
Yeah, I mean, the look on your face, I think, says it all, Nick. I mean, but that has been the narrative with this basketball team the last couple of years. We'd hear the same thing, whether it's exit interviews or it's they got to get tougher for the playoffs. They got to be tougher. They got to be tougher. And
it's
here
tough.
We are.
It's tough because they have said it themselves.
Right.
What's changed over the summer that they magically got tougher?
They brought Larry Nance Jr. in, I guess.
Did sign Thomas Bryant today. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, he's good for one wackadoo foul a game, which I love, by the way. I love wackadoo fouls. Don't get me wrong. Okay. All right. We'll see.
We'll find out next year.
You're tough enough when everybody's playing at 80% in the regular season. I think the tough thing to gauge is how physically, like, dude, by the way, Donovan is physically tough in the way he plays. Like, he's very physical for a guard. Darius is not. And Darius can fold under physicality.
We'll find out. He had a good summer in the gym, apparently.
Wow, it must have been a great summer in the gym.
Evan Mobley, good summer in the gym, from what we hear.
That's all I've wanted. Omaha! Colorado head coach Deion Sanders went on the New Heights podcast. We were going to get to this yesterday. We pushed it to today, and he answered a question on the report that Shador turned down the Ravens on draft night.
They made a big deal out of Philly called us on draft day.
Okay.
They didn't mention that. I just let a cat out of the bag. Who was it? Baltimore and the Browns. They forget. Yes. I know I played for Baltimore, so me and Ozzy are cool. So he understood that whole conversation, and he wanted to talk to Shador as well as you want to talk to me. And I put Shador on the phone, and Shador, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years? I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today.
Does this impact how you think about the initial Shador report?
Well, other than it was true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was true. Fine. The fact that Deion apparently talked to Philadelphia as well as Cleveland, which I think we all kind of is. Deion's hands were all over this whole process.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people have to understand. For all the grief that Shador has taken about the fall and that, the biggest, for me, the biggest problem with the whole fall and him landing in the fifth round is the people around him didn't properly prepare him for this process, and therefore he did not present himself properly for the process, which made teams gun shy. That's why he ended up a fifth round pick.
Yeah, so, I do think it's interesting, though, that Shador was actually doing the speaking with Ozzy, because if should be, you know, I know Deion said there, well, I'm not going to tell you how it went. We know how it went because they didn't draft Shador.
Right.
So Ozzy didn't hear the, no, I'd love to come back up Lamar. I just think when it comes down to Shador, like, guys, if we say where are you more likely to play this year, in Baltimore, Philadelphia, or Cleveland?
It's Cleveland.
He did err on the right side. The math maybe he didn't do enough on is, are you going to be put in a position to succeed?
Or are you going to be prepared enough to succeed? Are you going to have enough of the intangible experience that is required for the job? Because right now, as we talk, I know everyone wants to see Shador, but the Browns do not right now as we're having this discussion. They don't want to put him on the field.
The one benefit of the doubt that I would give that is I don't trust the Browns and their assessment on when a guy is or isn't ready to play. Please see DTR like 7 times.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Times.
Omaha! Speaking of the Ravens, Derrick Henry has a reputation for hanging on to the football, but that is starting to get tainted, struggling, holding on to the rock. In 2023 and 2024 combined, he had 3 fumbles and 652 touches. This year, 3-43. Another big-time fumble-ia in last night's Ravens loss to the Lions. Henry a little despondent after the game.
Lost in words, man. Crazy right now. You know, 3 games straight. That happened to in my career. Great fumbles in critical moments. And just gonna keep working and try to implement those situations and be more cautious.
Yeah. It's so weird because this is such a non-starter for him normally that, like, it was definitely different to see him that despondent after the game.
Right.
And by the way, he should be. Because those 2 fumbles did lead to games, did lead to losses, whereas the fumble against the Browns was pretty inconsequential because of how that game went.
I mean, you saw it after the fumble, they cut to him on the bench and him slamming the helmet and just.
And then he fell over like a turtle.
Well, not only that, he fumbled the slam of the helmet.
Yeah.
So fumble number 2. And then fumble number 3 is when he tried to hit the bench.
Yeah.
And he blew that
just
too.
Fell. That's kind of, by the way, that's how fat guys felt, not how great running backs fall.
It was a tough 30 seconds for him.
It's so funny because
a lot of running backs today that don't fumble a lot still do some careless things. I don't think the running back has ever been more careless with the football, but it's usually like I have a 10-yard head start on somebody and I'm just kind of palming the ball because I'm showing off or I'm confident that I'm going to beat him down the field. The Henry stuff really is wild that has happened at this point in his career, considering how much success he's had previously. After 30 years in Stillwater, over 30 years, in fact, and 20 years as head coach, Oklahoma State fired head football coach Mike Gundy today. A good move from Oklahoma State?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of TV networks that would love to have Mike Gundy, that's for sure, because he's such a big personality, soundbite machine.
Big mullet.
And let's be honest about it, that's a big deal in our business now. Coaches, former players, they're, you know, want these guys. I mean, Drew Brees, said a few things today on his debut. Like, that's what they want. So, I think it's good for Mike Gundy because he didn't have to worry about being a coach and he can just go sit in a studio somewhere.
I think what's wild about this is this year looks like it could be the downfall of two coaches who have fought the transfer portal the hardest. We talk all the time about Dabo Swinney, still to this day refusing to dabble in those waters. Well, it's not a coincidence where the Clemson football program is. You're just developing guys for everywhere else to go ahead and take away from you. Who's kind of coach number two? It's Mike Gundy.
Yeah.
It's a guy that says he hates it, that doesn't use it the same way his other comrades do. I will say, the I'm a man, I'm 40, which now that I am 40, we should just play nonstop on this station. One of the most iconic rants in history, but I don't know that there's a greater grift going than what Mike Gundy's done at Oklahoma State with the level they've won at, which is good, not great, other than Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, which has been good, not great.
That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Write something about me. That's all I got to say.
You guys are going to hear this weekend when we're prepping for Olivia's birthday party, which means Vanessa's going to be in high stress mode and she might take it on the kids a little bit. And then I'll be like, no, you come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. And then she'll be like, yeah, no, I'm going to yell at you next. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Actually, you probably should just put that clip on your phone and play it from
the
phone.
And I'll be like, no, I didn't say that. He said
correct.
That. It was the phone that said that. Fairness, the Browns, and Dylan Gabriel in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.